55, is that correct? 55? All right. Text 55. Sango ya samsritir hetur asatso vihito diya sa eva sadusho krito nisangatvaya kalpate sangoya samsritir hetur asatso vihito diya sa eva sadushu krito nisangat vaya kalpate sangoya samsritir hetur asatso vihito diya sa eva sadushu krito nisangat vaya kalpate sangoya samsritir hetur asatso vihito diya sa eva sadushu krito nisangat vaya kalpate yes Mataji's. Sangha, association, ya, which, samsrite, of the cycle of birth and death, heto, the cause, asatso, with those engaged in sense gratification. Vihita, done, adiya, through ignorance, sa, the same thing, eva, certainly, sadusho, with saintly persons, Krita performed Nisangatvaya to liberation Kalpate leads. Translation. Association for sense gratification is certainly the path of bondage. But the same type of association performed with a saintly person leads to the path of liberation, even if performed without knowledge. All right. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Just one moment. Just one ache. Oh, okay. I see. All right. All right. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The association of a saintly person in any way bears the same result. For example, Lord Krishna met many kinds of living entities, and some treated him as an enemy, and some treated him as an agent for sense gratification. We're reminded, of course, in that regard, of Kubja. So, it is generally said that the gopis were attached to Krishna for sense attractions, and yet they became first-class devotees of the Lord. Kamsa, Shishupal, Dantavakra, and other demons, however, were related to Krishna as enemies. But whether they associated with Krishna as enemies or for sense gratification, out of fear or as pure devotees, they all got liberation. That is the result of association with the Lord. Even if one does not understand who he is, the Lord, who the Lord is, the results have the same efficacy. Association with a great saintly person also results in liberation, just as whether one goes toward fire knowingly or unknowingly, the fire will make one warm. Devahuti expressed her gratefulness. For although she wanted to associate with Kardama Muni only for sense gratification, because he was spiritually great, she was sure to be liberated by his benediction. Sangoya samsritir hetur asatsu vihito diya saeva sadushu krito nisangat vaya kalpate. Association for sense gratification is certainly the path of bondage, but the same type of association performed with a saintly person leads to the path of liberation, even if performed without knowledge. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamaniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachadeshatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Vanchakalpaturubhyascha kripa sindhu bhyavacha padidanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Anantakoti Vaishnavinda ki jai. Yes, so this is Mother Devahuti speaking further, and we can see that she's really very Krishna conscious. She's very Krishna conscious. Actually, she's always been very Krishna conscious, but she just had a very strong idea of needing a child, which is not, I mean, of course, is to do with the material body, but for one who is a householder or has the opportunity to become a householder, it is quite valid and acceptable and even desirable and good. So, however, the point here in this particular verse and purport is it's a very interesting subject. It's a subject which is actually dealt with in some detail in Nectar of Devotion, which, as many of you know, we're doing a seminar on in the evenings. Yes, and it'll be coming, this particular point will be coming up. It's in chapter 15, or maybe it's 16. It's 15 or 16. Yes, the section on spontaneous devotional service. So, and it's an extremely important point, and it's an extremely interesting point, that Krishna, if you have contact with him in any way, you could say, in a certain sense at least, there's no limit to how you could have association with him. But if you have any type of association with him, it will be highly beneficial for you. Yes. Of course, some ways of associating with Krishna will give more benefit than others. And obviously, I would say obviously, to associate with him in a mood of pure devotion and love is going to have just completely the most wonderful effects. But even if, as Prabhupada mentions here, demons, he mentions Kamsa, Shishupal, Dantavakra, and other demons. So, Sri Sri Radharadna, Sri Giri Govardhan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Yes, so these Kamsa, Shishupal, Dantavakra, and other demons, not just them. They were related to Krishna as enemies, but they got liberation. It is a complex subject. I mean, there are complexities beyond what is just briefly described here in principle. But still, the fact for someone to get liberation, that is not just your everyday type of happening, which may happen to just any person. To achieve liberation, there are numerous verses in scripture. Even Bhagavad Gita makes the point. In the 18th chapter, there's the description of the in the 18th chapter, there's the description of the, like, yogi, you could say, or philosopher type of renunciate who cultivates his renunciation and detachment and his breathing and his understandings and all these different things. And Lord Krishna says, after many births, that person may come to me or may come to devotional service. So coming to liberation and then possibly devotional service. There's also, you may recall, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is the narration of Haridas Thakur at the home of Govardhan and Hiranya Majumada, if that's the correct, I don't know, pronunciation. And they organized a big house program, something like that. They were extremely wealthy, and they had facilities for doing substantial programs. So they organized that for Haridas Thakur. And many people came, particularly devotees. So many came. And the program started. And, you know, without going into all the detail, Haridas Thakur was invited to talk about the chanting of the holy names and how effective, how wonderful is the chanting of the holy names. So he started doing that, and he discussed from different perspectives, and one particular perspective from which he discussed was that the chanting of the holy names is so powerful that even if you just do it on the level of Nama Bas, which is just an intermediate level in between the really offensive, very beginning stage where there's so many problems and the chanting is not of a good quality, at least so much of the time, and then in between that level and actual pure chanting, which is just something else altogether. So Haridas Thakur, discussing in different ways, he discussed about that Nama Bas, which is basically synonymous with what Prabhupada would generally refer to as the clearing stage, the intermediate stage. It's not too bad, but it's not the best. So Haridas Thakur then, he explained to all the devotees that the chanting of the holy names is just so wonderful and so effective that even if you just chant on the level of Nama Bas, that intermediate level, it's like we said, it's not so good, it's not so bad, not definitely not so bad, but it's definitely not so good, that you can get liberation and various other things he mentioned, but particularly he mentioned liberation. And there was one Brahmin there, tax collector, whose name was it Gopal Chakravarti? Huh? It was Gopal Chakravarti. And he was, you know, he was a Brahmin and a wealthy fellow and apparently good looking physically. And he, as many people like that are, he was very attached to the impersonal conception. And when he heard Haridas Thakur say that just a dim or namabas, which is referred to sometimes as a dim reflection of the chanting of the holy names, a dim reflection, that's not a big compliment. A dim reflection can give liberation. So he protested, and it's a bit of a long story, but basically he tried to explain that, you know, you're saying that just by this, you know, kind of second-rate chanting, you can achieve liberation, but there are many verses in Scripture which say that liberation is such an achievement. It takes lifetimes. It's really just a big thing. And very few people achieve it, these types of ideas. Yes. Anyway, the story unfolds in different ways. We won't go into that. But my point is that it is widely accepted amongst many people, and it's stated in scripture, in different scriptures at least, including in Bhagavad Gita, that to achieve impersonal realization, it can or generally really takes a long time. It's not just some casual sort of achievement that anyone can do kind of in their spare time, something along those lines. So the point here is that the association with Lord Krishna, but it's not only with Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but also with great saintly people like Kardama Muni, and like just advanced devotees, very, very serious devotees, that can give a person, if one becomes attached to such devotees, that can also give liberation. Like we said, there are some further details which maybe we'll mention a bit towards the end of the class, but let's see. But anyway, the thing is that this type of association and becoming attached to these transcendental personalities, the Supreme Lord and or the devotees, it really has wonderful, very special effects. Even if done in ways which are not nice. What to speak if it's the association is done very nicely and particularly on a level of pure devotional service. One way or the other, liberation will be there. And actually it happened. Here Prabhupada mentions Kamsa, Shishupal and Dantavakra. If at least we focus for a moment on Shishupal, his liberation is described in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, right in the beginning of the seventh canto, where, I think you all know the story, that where Krishna was in the process of being appointed to be the, what would you say, sort of presiding overseer of Maharaj Yudhisthira's Rajasuya Yajna. And it was being accepted by everyone except one, who was Shishupal, who then proceeded to present many reasons why he felt Krishna should not be given that, you know, like very respectable position in an assembly of many people. Probably there were thousands of people and all sorts of very important people, materially and spiritually. So he then started presenting different reasons why he felt Krishna should not be respected like that. And in fact, he presented 100, exactly 100. If we, you know, sometimes we ask devotees, how many Krishna Leelas, how many stories about Krishna do you know? Anyway, you can think about that if you like. It may not be so many. It may not be so many. Sometimes devotees, we have done it in our GBC team building programs. Someone must talk about Krishna without stopping for more than 2 seconds and without repeating the same particular point about Krishna, and see how long you can talk for. Shishupal managed to give 100 reasons why, you know, like we said, Krishna should not be respected. And if he had had a chance, I don't doubt he could have, and he would have been, you know, very enthusiastic to give a lot more. But Krishna didn't tolerate. He said, all right, up to 99, any even one more than 99, I'll kill you. And Shishupal reached 99, and Krishna told him, listen, you remember what I said? Don't say anything more. But Shishupal couldn't stop himself. You know, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, sings, when, oh when will that day be mine? When I or we will just be able to just speak and or sing about Krishna, just on and on and on and just on, and really on and on. Oops. Okay. Our camera has run out of battery. Ice. Anyway, on Facebook, I'm sorry, our camera's run out of battery. Such is life. There you go. Sorry about that. Anyway, you can still listen. Listen, you can listen to the sound, I think. Can you? Yeah, you can. You can definitely listen to the sound. All right. So, yeah. So Shishupal, there he was, and Krishna killed him with his Sudarshan Chakra. And everyone there, so many people were there, including Narada Muni was there, including Maharaj Yudhisthira was there, and many other people on similar levels of Krishna consciousness, and many others. And they saw how the soul, the spirit soul of Shishupal, visibly, right in front of them, came out of his dead body and hovered somewhere in the air, visible to everyone, and then approached the transcendental body of Lord Krishna and entered that body. Yes, so it's a type of liberation. It's definitely a type of liberation. There are different types, and there are even subsets of each type. So it's definitely what Shishupal got was definitely a type of liberation. And it was specifically because, as discussed here, he was very attached to Krishna, but unfortunately in the wrong ways. But still, even though he was attached in the wrong ways, still he got liberation. And there in Nectar of Devotion, well, it refers to, there's a couple of verses in Srimad Bhagavatam. in which this point is made, that it says the gopis, and the way it puts it is the gopis by karma, lust. The gopis by karma. The Narada Muni through regulative, like Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, regulative devotional service. The Pandavas, by having a familial relationship with Krishna. Then Kamsa, through fear. Shishupal, by anger. And wasn't there someone by envy? Anyway, there may have been another one, but you know, the examples are there. Kamsa through fear. Shishupal through anger, an angry attitude towards the Lord. They all achieved the same thing. They all got his mercy. They all achieved liberation. Of course, the gopis, Prabhupada says here, it is generally said that the gopis were attached to Krishna for sense attractions, and yet they became first-class devotees of the Lord. Well, generally they were, Prabhupada's just speaking in a sort of, well, he's saying, it is generally said, in other words, so many people have this idea, rightly or wrongly, that the gopis' attraction to Krishna was more or less like the typical girl's attraction to some special young boy, young fellow, like a teenage or early 20s. You know, people get very worked up about these things, and they generally stay like that till they drop dead, actually. But anyway, it's very prominent amongst young boys and young girls because of the excitement, and it's kind of a new thing, at least for some time. So many people say that the gopis were attracted and attached to Krishna in that type of way. But it's not exactly that. It's not that. It may look like that in many ways to, and particularly to uninformed people, it looks like that. But it's not that. It's actually completely pure. Love means a completely pure desire to please and satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, without even a hint of a tinge of desire for personal sense gratification. But the point there, in that verse, or couple of verses, the point is that many people take it like that. So the verse is saying, so just, you know, let us speak in these terms and say that, all right, it was like, it was lust. Kamsa was definitely fear. Shishupal, it was definitely, have you got the verse? Or it was Shishupal. And someone in anger, or just Kamsa and Shishupal? The two of them. Okay. Alright. That's Srimad Bhagavatam. Alright. Yes. So they became liberated. Or actually, they became first class devotees of the Lord, or they were already, or, you know, some of them became first-class devotees of the Lord, which includes being liberated. Kamsa, now there's two of them. It's a Sankirtan party. So Kamsa, he was really afraid of Krishna. The omen was there from the the wedding day of Vasudeva and Devaki. And now, you know, it was what? It was like 10 years had passed, almost 11. 10 to 11 years had passed. And, you know, it's on his mind. It's so much on his mind. And he's trying to deal with it in different ways by sending demons to Vrindavan. But they all fail and they're all killed. And finally, it really comes to that point. The fear builds up. And Kamsa, the description in the 10th canto is that Kamsa, he couldn't sleep. Because this, just actually the name Krishna, his mind was so attached that the name Krishna was just repeating and repeating and repeating, and he couldn't stop it. Krishna, 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 Krishna. He couldn't stop it. He tried to stop it. He couldn't stop it. Yes. And he became so frightened. There are certain symptoms, like of psychological imbalance. If a person becomes excessively frightened, and Kamsa was displaying some of them. Sometimes he would look in a mirror and see nothing. Yeah, this is like some syndrome, some type of madness, actually. A madness through fear. And there were other things too. And just this not being able to stop your mind just going on and on and on and on and on, just endlessly, just actually losing control of your mind, like really losing control on a more or less permanent basis, it's a type of madness. And Kamsa was in that condition. But he was liberated. Yeah. That's another story too. But he's mentioned there as having received liberation. Yes. So, therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the great devotees, the special devotees, they are of such transcendental natures that you just see them. You just see them and you get benefit. Prabhupada said, you know, it's there somewhere. Anyway, it's somewhere there. That if you read the news media stuff and you see the pictures of these big demons, who are the heads of the governments of the big countries, they are generally, they're really big demons. Prabhupada said that if you see them, you can lose all your pious credits. Prabhupada said specifically that all your pious credits can be lost just by seeing the faces of these people in these magazines and whatever. So just to see a great devotee, a person can be liberated. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Koi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. That if you have the association of a sadhu, a real sadhu, even for just a second, or just a split second, just a moment, some sort of period of time, you can't really put some time to it. But sarva siddhi hoy, all perfection can come from that. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes the point that there is a special, a very powerful transcendental emanation coming from the heart of such a great devotee. And if that just contacts you just like that, split second, that can be enough impetus, provide enough impetus to then impel you towards perfection or to perfection. Yes. So Devahuti, despite appearing to not be so Krishna conscious earlier, perhaps, but now it's really coming out that she is a very Krishna conscious person. And she doesn't want to just enjoy life on the material platform and just have children and be in the whole family situation. She has definitely a higher perspective on life. And she understands and she feels very, driven to get to be helped to develop that by the grace of Kardama Muni. And as Prabhupada says here, Devahuti expressed her gratefulness, for although she wanted to associate with Kardama Muni only for sense gratification, because he was spiritually great, she was sure to be liberated by his benediction, which is what happened. Hare Krishna. Comments, questions, Maharaj. Swarup Damodar Prabhu. Jai Sachinandan Prabhu. Valmiki. Vritrasura. Yeah. Mrigari the hunter. The prostitute who came to Haridas Thakur. There's so many cases. So many cases. Okay. Okay. Srila Prabhupada came.